It took a number of years while living through rich and enlightening life experiences for Pamela Jaron's book of poetry to come to fruition. The Stratford resident has written poems for about 15 years, though admittedly was more focused in the past on writing songs and creating albums, speaking at forums or following the path that other creative projects would take her, including a tour of Europe as part of extensive travels. "Things take the time they take," she told Stratford Today. Jaron's collection of poetry, Wild Echo, is inspired by the works of Persian poets Rumi and Hafiz, and contemporary poets Mary Oliver and Maya Angelou. Describing her creative process as spokes on a wheel that light up, Jaron leaned into getting the book completed after bumping into Gay Allison, a poet and editor. Both are originally from Saskatchewan. "She is my prairie sister and really lit a fire under me. Working with her was a master class in impeccability. We had every poem down to every comma, we went through everything with a fine-tooth comb. There were 5 manuscripts over 3 years. Allison was thorough but honored the form and essence of each poem," she said. Jaron said it takes a lot of courage to really sit with things and be really transparent and vulnerable. "The inspiration for the title, Wild Echo, derives from the echoing inside all of us," she explained. "We are more similar than we are different, but in our kind of controlled, groomed, contained world of what we see on the outside, the face that we present. Often it is a diluted version of our true beauty and vulnerability and emotional landscape." The artist said she cares less about the opinion of others as she ages, and more about living true to oneself, to write and sing and share what is in my heart to do so. And bring it forth and not wait. Jaron is also feeling a fire of creativity again after living through the pandemic. "In COVID, that fire really dampened. Because we couldn't go out and meet with people, I really became aware that my energy dimmed. My inspiration was hardly there. I realized it is this coming together again and being with people and catching the sparks of each other's inspiration. I just feel that since we have come out on the other side of being isolated, there is even more of a desire for me to connect and express. The book could have been completed sooner, if not for the pandemic, but Allison ensured there was never any rush to finish. She didn't try to impose on the essence of the poetry, but she held my hand. I am extremely grateful that she shaped the work." Jaron found a local connection to get the book out in Heidi Sander and Blue Moon Publishing, based in Stratford. "She said I would love to publish your beautiful book." Jaron said the encouragement, guidance and business savvy offered by her colleagues and friends ensured the project was completed. "Gay was instrumental. Encouraged me, supported me and at times kicked my butt. She said the world needs this work. I am extremely grateful to her and to Heidi. She had a lot of ideas that really elevated the project." The collaboration has provided Jaron with an expanded medium as an artist and businessperson, entrepreneur. "I am feeling grateful, inspired, and expansive." A book launch will be held at Revival House on October 29, with a blend of poetry reading, music and stories. Jaron will be accompanied by multi-instrumentalists Lucas Tenson on cello, and Graham Hargrove on percussion. You can purchase tickets to the Revival House Book Launch Plus concert here. Books will be available for purchase at the launch and after that will be available at Fanfare Books on Amazon and online here.